96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Howard University finances remembering an historic moment and a focus on mental illness. Those are just some of the issues we're discussing tonight with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. He is here in studio for our monthly conversation. If you have a comment or question you want to share with President Frederick, you can give us a call right now. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's first talk about the university finance situation. Moody's Investor Service had some what some would consider some bad news for the university in dealing with the university's the finances, its rating. Can you talk to us about what that means in plain language?
Sure. So, you know, Moody's obviously evaluates our credit worthiness around bonds that we have issued as to whether or not it's really looking at what type of risk we have in terms of the ability to pay that back. The current credit rating downgrade is related to their liquidity concerns about the university, and specifically that means our ability to pay back those loans in a long-term debt situation. And there's several factors that you have to look at in making those decisions, how quickly those factors are changing, the environment, the current economic environment. And they look at everything. They look at all our business units, including the hospital. They also look at the students we're taking in, their ability to pay, et cetera. And so with that in mind, I think the couple of concerns that they have expressed in their public notice, one was the performance of the hospital, which has been an ongoing concern. The deal that we signed with Paladin in October has already borne significant fruit. As of July, the performance of the hospital will be in a cash positive circumstance, which is a significant improvement from where we were in terms of multi-million dollar losses on a monthly basis would have been turned around to generating cash. So we feel very strongly that that direction is in the right direction. And in our discussion with Moody's, I think they were able to acknowledge that at the time that they assess us, you know, obviously they still have to look at the entire year in some perspective. And then the second issue, this year in particular, we continue to have a large number of students who are Pell Grant eligible. And we made two decisions this year that I still think were extremely important, did not help us with the credit rating, but I think they were important. One is we decided to invest in our faculty with a 6% raise to the faculty. They are significantly underpaid compared to competitors. And I thought it was important for us to invest in the faculty. That obviously affects the bottom line. And the second decision we made was to supply our students with increased support in institutional aid. So this year we gave some $12 million more in institutional aid, from $90 million up to $102 million. And that's because our students' ability to pay has been eroding. And I felt, when you look at graduation and retention rates, I felt strongly that that's something that we should support in order to get students through the program. And as we have spoken about before, our gift to a senior program also helps support that. Those investments are long-term investments, in my opinion, in terms of where it puts the university. I'm very pleased with the current admission cycle. We have a significant increase in our applications. We also have issued more permits, which means more students have signed, have paid the enrollment fee and are currently planning to come to Howard than at any other time before. And so we anticipate our first time in college class will be strong. On the law school side, we're seeing the same type of strength as well, where we already have about 163 committed students in a class that we're hoping to have of 125. So we already are starting to look at potentially making adjustments and potentially having about a class of about 150, which would be very significant for us. In the medical school, similar experience. We take about 120 students. I believe Johns Hopkins have had about 6,400 applications this cycle. We've had 9,400 applications this cycle. So the all of the bellwether signs that we need as far as that strength are heading in the right direction. Hospitals doing better. I believe that our student body around what we will do with institutional aid is better. Our alum, the number of alum who have given to the university as well is up significantly. The last time I checked, it was up about 40% this year. So there are a lot of good bellwether signs for our long-term health. We have to stay disciplined about what we're going to do over the next year. We will have very tight fiscal controls around what we do. We'll continue to do that as we did this year. Mm-hmm. And so the improved bottom line that we have experienced this year, I anticipate we'll take into the full fiscal year of next year.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, I'm talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University. Dr. Frederick, you mentioned that, you know, Moody's had to look at the entire year. So when the downgrade came, were you kind of anticipating that something like that was going to happen?
You always hope for the best, but with my financial background, I can't say that I was surprised. I actually went to New York and met with Moody's prior to this. I'm very familiar and very comfortable with the numbers and the strategy that we're employing. The second half of the year has been significantly better than the first half of the year. They're clear, like I said, clear signs of significant financial improvement based on the decisions that we've made. One of the things in their prior statement they issued as well was that we had too many interims at the senior leadership level in order to be able to execute a strategy. And we filled every single one of those positions since that discussion. Since that prior report was issued back in September. So I also feel, very confident about that as well. So all of the things we needed to put in place in order to implement and execute on the strategy are there. And I think their feedback about the strategy was also very positive.
I want to talk a little bit more about that institutional aid, the enrollment numbers. And we have new faculty, some folks who run some departments. Want to talk about that as well. And also a bit of history. Got a lot to talk about with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick is here in studio with me for our monthly conversation, talking, of course, all things Howard University. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Patricia calling from Largo. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to thank both you, Kelty Fisher, as well as Dr. Wayne Frederick, because I took the step of faith and went back to finish my education. And it was your conversation that initiated my desire to finish my education.
Really? What conversation was that?
Last month's roundtable.
Oh, with Dr. Frederick.
You had mentioned about the financial aid opportunity.
Ah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And so I just got an admissions letter saying that I've been admitted. And so the registrar's office and the advisors have begun to help me, and I'm taking an online class on June 15th. And I'm so excited. So I just want to say thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and congrats. We really appreciate you calling in to let us know about that. That's an excellent story.
What are you studying, Patricia, real quick?
I haven't really made up my mind. It's going to be in the line of communications. And perhaps I'll go back and finish my legal studies.
Okay, yeah, do that.
I got my paralegal certificate, and I got an associate's in legal studies. So,
Mr. Fisher is worried about you taking
his job. Yeah, worried about my job here. Yeah, stick with the paralegal stuff. Keep it legal. Look, Patricia, whatever you decide to do, again, thank you so much, and congratulations for you. And, study hard. Study long. All right? You're welcome. Thank you so much for your phone call, Patricia. Certainly good news, always good for someone to kind of go back and get their education, which kind of brings me back to a point that I was making, Dr. Frederick, briefly. I only have about a minute before I take another break. You were talking about enrollment. Do you believe that the growth in enrollment this year, and you talked about, that bell curve, maybe the country as a whole is beginning to make a bit of a recovery, more people going back to school. Certainly we had great national job numbers, some 285,000 people last month got jobs. So do you see all of this connected at all?
Actually, it's one of those economic trends that actually is a little different from what you may have suggested. During times of economic downturn, we actually get a slight uptick in the number of students entering college because people are looking to repurpose their lives, and not having a job, they tend to go back to school. During times of, when the economy is doing well, and 285,000 jobs, as you mentioned last month, there are less people who are on the employment line looking, and as a result, there are less people who actually go to college. So it's a bit of a mix when you kind of look at those numbers. I think what's happening in our country today is really something that is more of a systemic growth in the interest in a higher education. And I say that because the Bureau of Labor Statistics have been putting out data since 1976.
Well, let me hold you there because I've got to take a brief break. Please don't lose your thought because I've got to make the switch over. So for those of you interested in talking to Dr. Frederick, lines are open at 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation with Dr. Wayne Frederick, president of Howard University, in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network.